Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, May 4th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. It's another program where we have an awful lot of information to give you. Always best to watch me with a pen and paper because some of the information can be very helpful to you in your life and your family and all that. So, as you know, we have been covering this pandemic in a very methodical way. And we have added, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people coming to BillO'Reilly.com, millions of page views, they call it. I never, ever thought I would see this. It is a flood, a tsunami of people all over the world coming to us because they're not getting the truth or discipline or facts or clarity from the television news services. They simply not. So they're coming here. Now, the pandemic coverage on BillO'Reilly.com, we don't do politics. All right, our politics are in a separate area. Pandemic coverage is just the facts. We don't do speculation. We don't do medical. I know nothing about medical. I can't tell you whether a drug is good or not. I don't know. We don't do any of that, which is what comprises about 75% of the TV news coverage. All right? So there's no spin here. There's no trying to convince you of anything. It's here's what we know and how we know it. There are two sides to the pandemic story in America. Both sides have validity. This is a virus that is vicious and lethal to a certain segment of the population. It is spread by people who don't even know they have it. How frightening is that? In New York, where I am, in the city 20 miles away from where I sit, hospitals have been overrun. Bodies have piled up outside of facilities. It's bad. And it was spread by the subway and bus systems. That's what did it. It's way worse than any other place in America and perhaps the world. Right here. So we in New York cannot expect the same policies that you can expect in North Dakota or Wyoming or Idaho or even Ohio or Texas. And that's what I'm going to go through right now. Overreaction to the pandemic. Let's begin in Michigan. They've got a pretty big problem in Michigan. They have a governor who totally is overreacted. First thing she did was shut down everybody, lock down everybody. And then she said, if you have a second home within Michigan or even outside of Michigan, you can't go to that home. So I say to myself, how is that going to stop the spread of COVID? You get in your car, you drive to your other home. How does that spread COVID? It can't. It's impossible. Yet this governor, Whitmer, locks it down. Now, if I'm in Michigan and I have a home in the Upper Peninsula or anywhere, and I want to go there, I'm going. Whether Governor Whitmer says so or not. Second thing, she closes down all the stores. And then says, all right, well, if you wear a mask and you're distant, all right. But if you go to the big trunk stores, you can't buy mulch. I'm closing that down. I'm closing the gardening area down. Why? How does that stop the spread of COVID? How? It doesn't. So there were demonstrations against Whitmer because Whitmer is overreacting in a very illogical way. And the people in Michigan go, wait, this is crazy. We're not doing this. So Whitmer in Lansing, the capital of the state, has to, with a whole bunch of people who are angry. And they're not distancing, and a lot of them don't have masks. Some of them actually even had guns. All right? So it was a mess. Now, Whitmer's thoroughly embarrassed. She was once a front runner for VP consideration for Biden. Now she's toast. She won't even be reelected in Michigan. Here's what Whitmer says about the demonstrators. Go.
Some of the outrageousness of what happened at our Capitol this week, depicted some of the worst racism and awful parts of our history in this country. You know, the Confederate flags and nooses, the swastikas, the, you know, behavior that you've seen in all of the clips is not representative of who we are in Michigan.
That's a lie. So now we know the governor of Michigan doesn't tell the truth. We could find no Confederate flags, and we looked at all the video that we shot, okay? No nooses. We couldn't find any nooses. I mean, maybe they were somewhere out, but there's not common. And there was one sign with a swastika, and the sign said, Heil Whitmer. The sign was attacking Whitmer. It wasn't boosting the Third Reich. Now, if you remember the Vietnam days, the swastika is all over the place about LBJ and Nixon and all that. So Whitmer just tries to demonize all the people who disagree with her by saying they're racist and Nazis and this and that. This is off the chart dishonest. Now you know who she is. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so the media is rooting for the economy not to open. And you know why? Because if it doesn't make a comeback, Trump could lose. So they do. One of the worst, absolute worst, on the air right now is Christian Amanpour. Roll the tape.
Do you think, finally, that this president is a danger to the people of the United States and to the world? Certainly one of your former colleagues, Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican himself of Arizona, has said that he thinks so, and he thinks a sound defeat, not just a defeat, a sound defeat of the president in November is vital to save not just the country, but also the Republican Party. What do you make of that?
Here's what I make of that. Thank you for asking, Christiane. You are a zealot, a political zombie. You hate Trump. No matter what he did, you would hate it. All right? Think back. Has the media, the national media, said one good thing about Donald Trump? Just one, since the pandemic began. Has he done anything right? One thing. Think. I can't think of any. And I do this for a living every day. Final thought on General Flynn in a moment. Roll it.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay. So General Flynn, if you've been following the story, he pled guilty to lying to the FBI. His whole life was ruined. He got fired as a national security advisor. He has been through hell for 3 years. And now it finds out the FBI set him up. They set him up. Now, the FBI agents who did it, I think they're going to be prosecuted. I'm not sure, but I think. But what about Flynn? No coverage on the mainstream media. Very scant. They ignored it. And that's another way you can tell when a news operation is dishonest. They didn't cover the story. It's a big story. They didn't cover it. Now, I predict the case will be thrown out. Brett Tallman, our go-to guy on these matters, is investigating. He'll be here Wednesday. We want to know about the judge. We want to know a lot of things that haven't been reported. So I'm giving Brett a couple of days to get it. All right? But I'm predicting the Flynn case will be thrown out. And the only thing there is that it does appear that Flynn did mislead Vice President Pence. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that, but that appears to have happened. But the media didn't report on the FBI setting Flynn up, and it's a disgrace. Now, tomorrow, the unintended consequences of the pandemic. Big investigation, and we'll have it. We hope you're here. Thanks for being premium and concierge members.